The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Yesterday, we saw the beautiful answer given by Rav Yosef Engel. Why we're allowed to administer onshim in Beis Din? Because we say, even though there's a suffix that he has done tshuva, we assume there has not been tshuva. Because we say, Ukmo Bechazkasa, we leave the Chazaka of the person who did an Aveira, and therefore that gives us the right to administer Onshin. I'd like to attack Rav Yosef Engel in 2 points. Number one, from the Gemara in Brochus, we said yesterday in Daf Yutes, the Gemara in Brochus said that a Talmud Chacham, Vadai Asa Tshuva. And since we said Talmud Chacham, Vadai Asa Tshuva, I attack Rav Yosef Engel when it comes to a Talmud Chacham. When it comes to a Talmud Chacham, obviously we could say, certainly he did tshuva, and therefore, vada there is no chazaka, he is a Rasha. Number two, I would like to attack the underlying reason of the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda says that Bezin Shalmata cannot be boichin lev, cannot make a correct analysis if there was tshuva done mentally or not. I like to attack him from the halacha of Hilchas Geiris. We have a halacha in Hilchas Geiris that a person who wants to convert to Judaism, he must have a Lev Shalom Kabbalis Oil Malchus Shemayim Umitzvis. Beis Din must assess that this ger, this convert who's coming to Beis Din, certainly wants to become Jewish and has a full Kabbalis HaMitzvis. Now, to ascertain if this ger has a full Kabbalah mitzvah, it's done through umdina. It's done through a umdina, which means that we try to look into his heart. Does he really want to observe Judaism? Does he really want to accept the Kabbalah oil mitzvah, oil makas shemayim? And if we can assess that he has a true Kabbalah oil mitzvah, then we continue the process and megayer him. So I ask you, if Beis Din Shalmata could ascertain that a person wants to become a Yid and has a full Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvah, which is a very difficult umdana to make, and it's coming from a Goy, Gomer, who is not Jewish, and we could ascertain that he accepted all the mitzvahs from nothing, certainly, Kol Shekain, Kavachoyma, Ben Benoisho Kavachoyma, we can ascertain if a Yid, who Chas V'Sholom did in a Veilo, Rachamon Lislon, is coming to do tshuva. Of course we can ascertain that he is Mekabel this mitzvah back, and he changes his status to someone who is doing tshuva. Kol Shekain, a Goy to a Yid, we can ascertain, certain to a Yid, who does a various achat, we can ascertain. So that's the question that I ask on the Noida Behuda. Another question I ask on Rav Yosef Engel is, and Hilchas Chazaka, even though he seems to be correct, Rav Yosef Engel in his assumption, that there's a Chazaka that he did in Aveira, however, we have a concept that Chazaka ha'asuya l'hishtanos eino Chazaka. For example, the Gemara says that a woman who's Tohar, she is not a Nida yet, but she is Tohar. That Chazaka is a Chazaka ho'asuya lihishtanos. It won't last forever because she'll become a Nida sooner or later. And therefore the Chazaka is a weak Chazaka to a certain degree. Certainly, a Yid, who's gemach ton aveiro, he did a sin. And we know the Rambam says in Hilchos Geirushin that a person in his watson wants to do the right thing, and that's why we can force him to give a get. Certainly, it is a chazaka ha'asuya l'hishtanos that he did an aveira. And therefore, that is a weak chazaka that he'll stay with that aveira, with that term, forever, because l'choira, it is a chazaka ha'asuya l'hishtanos. And therefore, the Mahalik of the Noda Behuda, with the defense of Yosef Engel, I'd like to reject and give a new text that I found in Takonish Shoivavim. In the Takonish Shoivavim, a sefer written by Vesodik HaKoyin, a beautiful sefer in Hilchos Tshuva. And over there in Simon Ches, you'll find a different answer, and I believe it's a very important yesed. Says Ritzolik HaKoyin, if we open up Shai Tshuva to the first page, which we'll begin learning in Elul Mitzvah Hashem, the Shai Tshuva comes out and says that Tshuva is not logical. That a person can do an Aveira, and if he repents, it erases his Aveira Kishaloi Hayu. Benasis Doinois Nechuyois is a Dover Shei Efshel Lahavin. And says the Rabbeinu Yoinah, it's Minatoiv Shehetim Kosh Baruchim Bruyos. And like all the Bali Musar, a Medayis from the Ben Ayyuda that he says, it's a matana. It is a gift from Hashem, the concept of tshuva. And it makes no sense that it could be, you could be clean slate once you do an Aveira. So I say, Raboisai, every time we have a Chiddush in the Torah, we have a concept, Ein Boy Ella Chidushoi. If we have a Chiddush, we say that Chiddush is limited to the scenario where the Chiddush was said, but not to other scenarios. And I ask of you, Rabbi Yisrael, the Chiddush of Tshuva, how great the Chiddush is, that even if you see the Tzorik HaKoyin over there in Simin Chet, and Arichas Gadol, how Tshuva makes no sense, but it's a Matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So since the Matana Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Bo El Chiddush, this Matana is limited, and does not work to Oinshei Bezdin. When it comes to Oinshei Bezdin, Tshuva is not a poiteret. When it comes to a chitoy, when a cleaning of the neshama, and to put yourself back where you were before spiritually, then tshuva works. But to pata and enish, a chiv tashlum, or a chiv malkis, or a chiv misa, that's a chiv that is romia karkafta de gabra, that cannot be hafga through tshuva. And so too, I'd like to add to the answer. If we look in Tzadik, he says there's a concept also. Laman yishmu'u v'yira'u. Some, a part of oinshim, the whole concept of punishment, and not always only for the person who did the aveira, to punish him, to make him repent, to make him better, but rather the point of a punishment is the audience. Laman yishmu'u v'yira'u. We want everyone to hear and to see the punishment in order to prevent them from furthering doing an aveira, l'man yishmu'u v'yira'u. And therefore, since we say l'man yishmu'u v'yira'u, I'd say that when it comes to oinshei bezdin, there is no poter of tshuva, and therefore it is a different point of the onish. And therefore, the Rabbi Akiva says oinsh bezdin shel mata ein moichum lehem, have a bezdin shel maila moichum lehem. And I'd like to continue. If we see clearly in the Radbaz, in Simen Beis, Tshuva, Tov Kuf Nun Beis, the Radbaz says over there, this halacha, the Tshuva doesn't pater you from any Onesh HaBezdin. There's only an Onesh HaBezdin that the Torah was Mechai Bezdin to punish. But if it's an Onesh HaBezdin that it says in Simen Beis and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Beis and Shulchan Aruch, we have a din that Bezdin's allowed to Onesh Loi Min HaDin. Bezdin could decide to give different punishments to all different people for all different reasons, even though it's illogical and even though it's not stated in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. But if the Bezdin thinks we should do it in order to rectify the door, we're allowed to give punishments. Said the Radbaz, when it comes to these onshim, when it comes to the onshim that the Bezdin is doing in order to mag the milsa, in order to set the Am on its right path, on such onshim, says the Radbaz, if you do tshuva, that should be a valid poiteres. That should be a valid poiteres for such a tshuva. Also, can be seen Yosef Oimitz in the Chidah in Simon Lamed Hey. He also goes along and says this concept, not like the Noda Behuda, and says all oinshims laman yishmu v'yirahu, and therefore, even though you do tshuva shlema, but not only people know you did tshuva, and even though Bezdin can ascertain you did tshuva, like I asked in the previous year, Bezdin can ascertain you did tshuva, but people can ascertain. Since people can ascertain, we say l'man yishmu v'yirahu, and we should still do the oinish. And therefore, Raboisai, the power of tshuva is eternal and is endless. But in order l'man yishmu v'yirahu, tshuva will not fix that. That's a separate halacha. You owe someone money, that we have to do something in order that Bezdin should do something. Or the alternative teretz is that tshuva is limited and it does not work la'onshim shel Bezdin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service,
educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.